您可否先介绍一下 WTTC 组织？
World Travel and Tourism Council, WTTC, is the largest private international organization in the field of travel and tourism. Our organization has a chain structure, with aviation and banks closely related.
作为世界旅游及旅行界的权威，您来中国很多次了，非常了解中国。可否谈一下您对中国旅游业发展的展望？为什么要在中国寻求发展和合作的机会呢？
Results released by our research center indicate that China will enjoy the fastest tourism development in future. In the past 10 years, tourism in China has boasted an annual growth rate of 10%, which has generated numerous job opportunities. The fact that tourism business can provide job opportunities in the fastest manner and shortest period means it can support the development of the West in China. The development of tourism is a business both for the whole country and the local government, so both should pay attention to it by developing infrastructures, improving the competency of practitioners,offering sound business environment and business opportunities. At the same time, partnership should be established with the international credible tourism businesses whose successful experience will boost the development of tourism in China. In the future, 1.3 billion job opportunities will be generated in China because there is a population of 1.3 billion.
您对于中国发展私营旅游业务有何建议呢？还有，您如何看待中国旅游商会所做的工作？
The travel and tourism business has maintained a strong momentum of development. The past year had witnessed many disasters in the world which had led to economic stagnation. However, the travel and tourism business has recovered from June 2003,indicating its strong life, with a lot of private businesses being its members. The foreign businesses hope that the Chamber of Tourism can help them build a lasting and broad work chain for cooperation with China. So your work is very important. With these efforts, I am fully convinced that the development of tourism will play an increasingly important role.In the economic development of China.
人们担心的另一个问题是关于生态游和文化游是否适合中国的国情。如果适合，我们应该怎么做？
China enjoys two advantages. First, the central government has the awareness and governance capacities to deter the damage to ecological and cultural environment. Second,Businesses in China have social responsibilities to draw lessons from other countries and will not copy the history of destroying first and then restoration. And the damaged environment has attracted people's attention. In fact, the growth of travel and tourism should respect the environment and adjust itself according to the environment.The local environment and lifestyle should be respected. Then comes the local social structure. This is very simple. If you destroyed the nature, the culture, and the social structure, it means you have destroyed our products and output. The protection of nature, environment, and social structure is our promised responsibility.